ain't nothing hard. All you got to do is that's going to do it. But what happened? We get to hee-hawing with God, and we get to fighting against God in our heart. Come on, say amen, somebody. That word that's supposed to give us life comes and starts killing us. Say, Lord, I thought I could come to you and everything's going to be all right. God said, yeah, everything's going to be all right after I kill you. Long as you're alive, because your motives are wrong. The intentions of your heart is wrong. Come on, say amen. God dealing with our heart. Man look on the outward appearance. But God looking at the heart. He told him clean the inside of the cup. See, a lot of folk don't want to deal with the inside of the cup because as soon as you look in the cup, oh my, all that dross in there, all that other stuff. And he told the disciples, can you drink from the cup that I drink from? They said, yeah, Lord, we can drink from it. He said, you can. Now, when you get the cup, in the cup is all the sediment. All the most folk just want that stuff on the top. But down in the bottom where all the stuff, the little gravel and stuff, don't settle down. At, he said, can you drink from this cup? Where it's at, it's bitter. We want the cup of just praising the Lord. Yeah, yes, hallelujah. But God said, no, can you turn this whole cup? Turn this. Can you drink from this cup that I'm going to give you? This cup here, this cup of suffering, this cup, because the suffering comes, a part of us want to do it. Come on now. Go ahead, read on, Pastor Tanya.
Don't we all come from one Father?
Uh-huh.
Aren't we all created by the same God? So why can't we get along?
Uh-huh.
Why do we desecrate the covenant of our ancestors that binds us together?
Uh-huh. They had the family, the covenant of the Israel and Jews was that they were to stay together, work together. We got the same Father. Amen. Why are we trying to deal treacherously with one another?
Amen.
We got the same Father. Same way in the body of Christ. That's why we got to be able to forgive one another quickly.
Amen.
And in relationships, listen, forgive one another quickly.
Amen.
Because the long you hold on to it, we were dealing with that on Matthew chapter 13 on Wednesday night. The long you hold on to it, if you hold unforgiveness in your heart, the Bible says God will turn you over to the tormentors.
Amen.
If you don't forgive people, you say, well, you don't know what they did. I'm not telling you to forget it. Because some hard stuff has happened to us in our lives. I mean, I got some horror stories we can tell about just life, what people done to me. Well, you just don't know what they did. We don't know. Look, Jesus, y'all are what he did. And he's still on the cross dying. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's going to take God to do this thing, y'all. It's going to take God to give this kind of forgiveness. That's why when you see me crying and calling out to God, I need God. I can't do this thing. What do you think we can do this thing just on automatic pilot or on our own strength? We can't do it on our own strength, Joe. We got to have God come on the inside to help us. Because the stuff going to come, your boat going to be in the storm. Don't put the storm in your boat. Your life, your boat going to be in storms, sister. I don't care where you come from, who you know, Sister Nicole. Your life's going to be in storms. But when you got the Jesus on board. All right, Lord. But if you don't stay in communication with him, where are you, Lord? The disciples begin to panic. They were saying, Lord, where you at? Don't you care we perish? Lord, look what's happening because we following you. Lord, you said we're going to get to the other side and there's a storm coming. All these problems coming. And God is saying, Jesus, sleep on the boat. If he sleep, you might as well sleep. See, we don't know how to enter into that rest. That rest is in the spirit realm. But we're looking at the storms of life and everything all messed up. Lord, where you at? God, you don't even care about it. Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind. Now, this is interesting what he said. First thing he said, he jumped up and declared who he was. Peace. And then he told everything else, be still. You better declare the truth about who he is first, and then you can talk to them circumstances. He jumped up and he just said, listen, I am peace. Peace! Amen. Be still.
Amen.
We got more power on the inside than what we realize. I'm just trying to get us to tap. We keep looking for God outside.